Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync call for Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. My name is Joe McElvain. I'll be hosting this call. If anyone else on the call wants to introduce themselves so that others can be familiar with their voice tied to their name, that would be a good time to do that.
Hi, I'm Gord Tischer.
Hi, I'm Riley.
And I'm Red. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone, or afternoon, or evening. We've got a rather short agenda here today. Let's start out in the Pony C PRs. This is pull request 3837, update to LLVM 13. It's got do not merge label on it. Let's see, it's waiting for the official LLVM release. API changes. That's nice.
all the Unix builds are failing with a validation error, which is weird because I can run it fine on my Ubuntu system. So haven't really had time to investigate that this week, but I'll try and get back on it.
Validation error. Okay. I'm just looking through the CI here. Intrinsic name not mangled correctly for type argument should be llvm.masks.gather. I don't think we're even generating that intrinsic together ourselves. Let me just take a quick look through the source code, because I don't think that's something that we're doing. This could actually be bug in one of the other optimization passes, although it's possible it's like triggered by one of our custom optimization passes, but still, yeah, I'm not even familiar with this LLVM intrinsic, and I don't think that we generate it. So that is.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the LLVM is not getting built correctly or something, or there's some sort of mismatch, but I haven't had time to investigate yet, so I'll keep looking at it.
Yeah, so it's for vectorization. Yeah, we're not doing anything with vectorization directly. We're just relying on LLVM optimizations to do that. So, okay, well, let me know if you want me to take a look. I've got, I've got a Linux machine that I primarily develop on. So if you want me to take a look, I can check it out and see if I can spot anything strange going on.
That'd be great.
Okay, I'll start LLVM building overnight or something so I can have it ready for me in the morning. It takes quite a while, but yeah.
Nowadays it takes about 20 minutes for me if you use the build flags. So.
Maybe it's because, the last time I compiled with debug symbols, so maybe that made a difference.
Yeah, that'll.
Because, yeah, I was trying to debug. I might need to debug stuff with LLVM here too, like if it's actually something that is being caused by our custom optimizations, then I might need to dig into that further as well. Okay, well, I will put this on my list to take a look and see if I can reproduce at least without the debugging symbols, and then we'll go from there if we need to. All right, let's take a look next at, on our agenda, we have pull request 3835 entitled Small Improvements. Let's see, looks like there's a bunch of comments from Sean on this one. Some of these, they should be split up into multiple pull requests. And some of these may not actually be improvements from Sean's perspective. So it looks like this is waiting for somebody to, or waiting for the original contributor to come back and maybe split this up or reduce the amount of changes being made or justify them perhaps.
Yeah, I feel like this is somebody's homework, like contribute to an open source project and it doesn't actually do anything.
I think it's important to justify the changes we're making as we go, Unexplained changes can also be potential security things being introduced, right? We'll evaluate carefully before merging anything, but any change that's being made should be justified clearly with what it's improving. So, okay, moving on to issue 3840. This is a fun one that I posted. So we had a bug 3765 causing runtime crashes, which is scary when tracing struct as part of a message send. And we believed that we had fixed up all of the cases where that could occur in pull request 3781. However, I stumbled upon, while doing some unrelated stuff, I stumbled upon another case where it can occur, which is funny because this bug was not found for years. And then shortly after we found this one, I came across another way to reproduce it. So when I wasn't even looking for that. So this needs some investigation, I guess, which I guess I'll label it with needs investigation in the labels. Does anybody have questions or thoughts on this? I don't have any yet because I haven't dug into why this is happening or why we're tracing in this case and what we need to do to fix it. But if anybody has any thoughts to talk about here on the call, we could do that. Okay, we'll skip ahead to, let's see, I think what they're going to discuss for the release ticket 3839. Yeah, that's something to discuss there. 3836, I was taking a peek at this just before the call while waiting for people to arrive. This ticket read where there was unexpected parsing of the string literals. So let's see. So I haven't taken a look yet. So we've got a string called content of somewhere, right? Okay. We've got a print of, so this says line one, colon, and then a new line. And then a new line with line three. the AST output is actually a little bit less clear in some respects. I think, so we've got line one as part of a string literal. So I guess, Red, if I understand this correctly, you were expecting, so you were, I guess like there was just an issue with the line that says somewhere on it, or rather quote, 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 plus somewhere plus quote, like that line, you were expecting that to have three quotes, is that right? So, sorry, I didn't hear your reply, if you did reply, Red.
Sorry, can you hear me now? Hello?
Sorry, I'm having audio issues. Can you say it one more time?
Okay, I said I didn't, the example I posted, I didn't expect it to compile at all.
Okay. So you expected a syntax error, basically.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so it looks like what we got instead was line, starting at the line where it says plus somewhere plus quote, that quote begins a string literal that includes the new line and then the spaces and then the line three. And then we get the new line again, and it seems like it includes the next string literal. And then it is calling, it's got like an empty string literal plus some fun result. So that is interesting. Yeah, so it seems like the bug here is it's actually letting, so it looks as this as being two separate expressions. The first expression is the string line one, and then plus some var plus the string line three. And then without a semicolon, it's sort of treating it like there's a semicolon there, and then an empty string literal with the next two quotes, and then plus some fun. So it's like an empty, so it's treating it as if you had put a semicolon or a new line in between, like in the last triple quote, it's treating it as if you put a semicolon or a new line in between the first quote of the triple quote and the second two quotes.
That makes a lot of sense now. Okay, right. So basically the parser, lexer, whatever the correct term is not being greedy. When it comes to a single quote versus a three quote, it's not being greedy.
Yeah, it'll definitely, so it has like the opening single quote on the, like two lines above on the plus some var plus single quote. So like it definitely is only looking for one more unescaped quote to terminate that string literal. So up to there, it's correct. But then what we should get is a syntax error telling you that you need like, so it will consume up to the first quote or the triple quote. And then it should get some kind of parsing error that says, hey, I started to get a new expression beginning with the second triple quote. I started to get a new expression, but I need some kind of new line or semicolon before you can give me a new expression. And hopefully, yeah, it'll point to that second quote, and then you should realize the error there. So I can make a comment to that effect.
I mean, to be clear, it really isn't a big deal. It's just, it was parsing oddness, so I figured that since I saw it, I should at least flag it, just in case it comes up, you know, something else could cause issues in a more complex example.
Yeah, so I'm just going to take a second to type out what's going on. Also, hello, Sean.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, I'm doing a test. I'm seeing how much, I've been seeing how much of things that I do actually work on Linux.
It's not a great audio quality, I will say, but it is like audible. It sounds muffled and maybe a tad quiet.
That's interesting.
So I don't know if that's unsolicited feedback or solicited feedback, but yeah.
No, that's good. Let's see here. Oh, and the input level is really high. Interesting. Suppressed background noise, auto.
I don't hear background noise. It's just muffled. Like it sounds like something like covering up the microphone or something.
Am I louder now?
It's about the same.
Good to know. Interesting.
Okay. Sorry, it's not. I'll see if there's anything. This let's see, 3824. We'll take a look at this because I can always finish typing that comment after the call. The only comment on there is related to what was discussed in the sync call last week. So nothing new to discuss. Yeah, so that takes us through everything in our agenda. Now we have opportunity for, well, I'm gonna keep typing this comment, but if anyone wants to bring up any other topics to discuss while we're together today. Okay, so if there's no follow-up topics, then thanks for those who attended and those who are listening along later on the recording. Everyone have a great day.